On camera, so can I have a couple of minutes?
Who are you gonna embarrass?
Okay, I'm gonna start it. Can I start?
You.
Okay. So okay. We have this morning. Pastor Ben read something about anybody, somebody, and nobody, and we have someone in our church that's absolutely willing to do it all, and she does it just out of the kindness of her heart. And when no one stepped up, she always says, "I can." Mm-hmm. And even on a day that's special for her, that the Lord anointed her. And so I found out today that it was Abigail's birthday. And so she was trying to keep that a secret.
Yeah!
But honey, you mean so much.
Thank you.
You mean so much to this ministry.
Oh, my goodness.
We would have threw you a party.
Love and
adored
you.
Oh, my goodness.
I just thank God for her. She came in and picked up the pieces.
Yep.
And especially with this ministry right here with the YouTube.
Are we live?
Yes, we are.
And we needed it at the time.
Yes.
You guys, look what happened. She came in right in time
God
for all
good.
This COVID craziness.
Yep.
And we needed it.
Yeah.
And she was here just to do it. And every time something else came up when we were preparing for Hawaii, when we were preparing for, she always said, "I can do it.
Yep.
I can do it. Yeah. I can do it. Oh, I'll figure it out." And I just love you for that.
Thank you.
Yes. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, man.
I'm getting away. I had to.
Can I embarrass someone?
Who?
It's actually my sister's birthday as well. Same day as me.
No way!
Leslie! Oh Leslie!
Come up here, Leslie!
Oh my God!
Happy birthday.
Look at God!
Everybody!
You guys, how you guys born on the same day?
That's our parents. My parents, I don't know.
Oh my God! Planning!
Okay.
Oh my goodness! Okay. Birthday, Leslie!
Happy birthday!
Okay.
Yeah. So it's time for you to roll up your sleeves for the 2 minutes that we're gonna be here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Leslie. Happy birthday, Leslie. Happy birthday.
Woo! We got two for one.
Amen. That was good.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Amen.
Party after church.
Oh my goodness. I know. Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Good job, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Party after church.
Yeah.
Bring your own hat.
Okay. Hallelujah. 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 Our Father, in the name of Son Jesus Christ, Lord. I thank you, dear Jesus, for everything, dear Lord. I know that it is in your absolute control that we trust you in every area of our life, dear Lord. When we see things in the physical realm, dear Lord, we know that you are at work in for our behalf in the spiritual realm, dear Jesus. And as we prepare, dear Lord, as Pastor has prepared for this message today, I pray that we've come ready to receive the word directly from you, that the Holy Spirit moves within us, dear Lord, to greater understand your purpose for this time, right here, right now. Dear Jesus, I thank you for the word that is on the table, dear Jesus. I pray for a greater understanding for all that are listening, dear Jesus, that we hear you with clarity, dear Jesus, that Pastor Sandy is able to speak this, dear Lord, as you have given it to him with the boldness and conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We thank you as we sup together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let me have that. All right. Give me my little, I'm going to glue that thing on.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, S4C family, everybody here. And
How's the married life? They like the same.
Man.
Okay.
From Germany, Pakistan, and Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm working on something, though. I'm working on something for you guys, though, because you guys got to do something good for your wedding. So I'm working on it. And I'll let you know when. It'll be soon, because I don't want to be in heaven going, I was going to do something for you. Okay. Let's get...
T-shirt.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I can't get to the T-shirt yet. Oh, this is from Abigail. Abigail. Not Abigail. From Claudia. Yeah, she gave me a late birthday card.
Oh.
I'll thank her later. I already kissed her and everything. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, who sent these, Pastor Ben?
Okay, that's the thing. Where's the bag?
There's the bag.
It came from God's Girls, but that's a company. But it doesn't give us a name of which of our followers.
Wait a minute. I know God's Girls. They have, I think I have a hoodie from them. I think. I'm thinking this is the same people. Because she sent me a hoodie that says Harpazo. Harpazo.
Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking. Anyway, I'm going to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got their address. We got your address.
You sure that's not the mailing address?
Find out.
Company?
Huh?
That's the company mailing address, I think.
You think so?
I think so.
Coast, Florida? We're going to find out.
God, girl. Contact.
Thank you. Thank you. This is awesome. I already showed mine.
Amen. And I
okay,
one.
Pastor Ben got one, too.
I got one, Keo.
You're all invited. All you need is a Jesus card. Okay. Last week, and I'm going to get started right after this. This whole family, look at all this. See this list of names?
Uh-huh.
They all pitched in and sent me an offer. And I was like, it was just so cool the way they did it. I just wanted to thank you. They got the kids on here, the grandkids. They made everybody send an offer. So, thank you to, let's see, Tia Bland, Sterling Bland, Sabrina Bland, Christian Bland, Corey Bland, Jeremiah Bland, Kalisha Bland, Anthony Jones, and James Jones. And the big kahunas there, the pop and mom is Karen Bland and Paul Bland. So they sent me that offer, and they sent me the tie that Pastor Ben is wearing.
Amen. I'm wearing the tie
because
and the
pin. Only because the Lord taught me to share. And that's good. Okay, let's get into this message for today, because I don't want anybody to get caught up in the world's affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know, you know, you're like, well, I hope you voted. It's important to vote, whatever. it is what, let me explain to you what Dr. Pechenik and them and they did with this whole election thing, okay? Because this whole election, it was a fraud and a ripoff, okay?
Oh, totally.
And experts have said it's impossible. What has happened? They're like, they've had more people vote this year than any time in the history of the country.
What?
Trump was behind 600,000 votes in one state. And then the next day, he was behind by 20,000. It was like, how did 600,000 people come out and vote and to make that whole thing change, right? Well, anyway, so Trump comes on TV and he says, if we count the votes that are legal, I would have won already.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, but if you count the illegal votes, then that's the problem. So I'm like, how does he know which vote's legal and which vote's not legal? Well, according to Dr. Pechenik, which is a general, 40 years in Secret Service, United States, four different presidents he served under, right? He said they put a code on each ballot. So there's a marker code on each ballot. So the ballots that went out that were supposed to be mailed back, those ballots will have the code on it, and you can only see it under a light, or they can locate it with some type of equipment that they have. They said they can locate with every one of them, but they watermarked each ballot. So before they went out, and they said it was Trump's idea to watermark each ballot to make sure that the ballots are legal. So when you get an extra million ballots come in and they don't have the watermark on them or they don't have the code on them, you're going to know that those are illegal ballots, right? So they're wondering, where did these all these millions of ballots? Well, the mail people are showing up with bags and bags of new mail. And they're like, where are all these new ballots coming from? Well, that's what Trump wants to expose, okay? I'm not trying to get involved in it. I hope he does expose it, but they need to expose it. If that's what happened, they need to expose it so that they let people know that they cheated, okay?
Right.
I'm going to quote a scripture, and me and Drea talked about it in the car the other day. It says, all things work together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose, right?
Yes.
So, I forgot his name. He's so popular. What's his name? Biden. Yeah.
Oh.
But he got billions of votes. Anyway, it was for the benefit of God's people that God allowed this to happen, because all things work together for our good.
Right.
If Trump had won, what do you think the streets would look like today?
Riots,
buildings burning, people getting shot, everything, right? So let them figure this thing out in court after the rapture, right? But understand this, God, in his wisdom, is like, I'm going to protect people, let them cheat. We already know how they cheated. You can find that out later, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me, and I said it from this pulpit 3 or 4 months ago, because God told me, they hate the church and they hate Trump. And God says, I'm going to take both of them from them.
Mm.
He's going to take both of them, both Trump and the church, away from this world so they can deal with these demons, the demons that they want to deal with. Okay. So if Trump comes and he goes to court and does all that, that's none of my business, because I understand something about becoming a Christian, okay? And I'm going to read it to you. And here it is in Ephesians chapter 19 and 20. I'm going to go there. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Ooh, wait a minute. Okay. Here we go. Is it Ephesians? To 6, verse 19 and 20. And what does it say? It says, pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. That's my prayer. For which I am an ambassador in chains. I'm here, but I don't want to be here. You understand?
Right.
I am an ambassador in chains. You understand? So pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
Yeah.
And what I want you to understand is, once you gave your life to Jesus Christ, you are no longer a citizen of earth.
Amen.
The scripture says you are now an ambassador and a citizen of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
We are not supposed to get all heavily involved in what's going on here, because God said, told me this morning, you don't have enough time here to change what needs to be changed to make this place better.
That's right.
You don't have enough time here, okay? So things are about to change, and you guys have got to understand, you're here as kingdom citizens as ambassadors representing heaven. We are supposed to be representing God. Let me see this other scripture too as well, because God gave me two. And it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So once again, they state their ambassadors. Now, ambassadors go to other countries, but they're not representing those other countries. They're representing who? They're representing, like if you're an American ambassador, you go to another country, but you're not, you don't represent that country. You're there for to give a message or to do something, a task, but your real home is your America, right? Yeah. You can't get involved in affairs that are going on somewhere else because you know you're not even a citizen there. Right. You got to leave soon anyway, right? Amen. And so God wants you to know you're an ambassador. Once you gave your life to Christ, you're now an ambassador to the kingdom of God because you're leaving. OK, Amen. Now I want us to also go to Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians. I don't want to waste your time today. I want to make sure that you understand what's going on in this world and understand who you are in Christ. Because people become born again Christian and it's like you've been born directly of God. You now have the Spirit of God living in you. You're a child of God. And then, you know, you just think, oh, yeah, I'm a child of God. Religiously, you think that way. But you've got to think deeper. One who created the earth is now your father. You belong to the family of the person that put the sun in the sky, the moon in the sky, the stars, the whole plan of earth, the history, the prophecies. That's your father now. Yes. And so therefore, since this is now your reality, you have to understand you don't belong here. Okay, here we go. You're in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2.
Hallelujah.
Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him. We ask you, brother, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy report or letter supposed to have come from us saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day will not come until a departure occurs. And if your Bible says a rebellion, that's a really wrong word. Apostasy, which means to leave a religion, but it has nothing to do with religion. The word apostasy means to depart. Okay? So he's letting you know nothing's going to happen until a departure happens. What's the departure?
Rapture.
The rapture. Until the church leaves, nothing's going to happen. Okay? So listen to this. It says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until a departure occurs. And the man of lawlessness is revealed. So what happens first? The departure occurs, then the Antichrist is revealed. The departure occurs, the rapture happens, then the Antichrist is revealed. So it's going to happen the way God said, yeah. Okay? Now, then it says, the man who is doomed to destruction, he will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. So when we leave and the Antichrist comes, he's going to come and he's going to set himself up so that people will worship him as God. Okay? Now, so the scripture wants you to completely understand this. So now he says, it says, don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know. What do you know? That he's not coming till the departure happens. And now you know what is holding him back. What's holding him back? The departure. So that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. That's why Biden is now the elect president. Yeah. Okay? But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so, which is the Holy Spirit, until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. Do you understand? So this is how it's going to occur. But nothing's going to occur till we depart. I feel so bad for Noah, because it doesn't matter how big he built the boat or how much he talked about the flood. Until it happened, everybody just looking at him like, you know, yeah, you keep talking about it. You've been talking about 120 years. But if it doesn't happen, until it happened, Noah was like this goofy guy building a boat. So I'm trying to tell you something. The event is scheduled to occur.
Yes.
Okay? And this is what the Lord says. The year is not negotiable. The year has already been halfway prophesied. What's the halfway point of 2020? Deliver us from lies. Yes. So how is it that in Psalms chapter 120 that God already knew that the world would be controlled by a lie?
Amen.
10 million new people got coronavirus in the last 3 months. Do y'all know that? I was on NBC 2 days ago. 10 million people in the last 4 months have been diagnosed with coronavirus.
Wow.
Really? Like the football player who has coronavirus, who was on the sideline laughing and joking with his friends yesterday? Or like the president who had coronavirus and went out golfing yesterday and had... Okay, so I don't know what kind of disease is this, but it seems to not bother people too much. Okay? So, half of the prophecy is done. The other half of the prophecy, and I call Havarim be Israel, war is coming soon.
Yes,
because the Bible says the second part of this year is Israel wants peace, but everybody is coming against them wants war. So the second half of the prophecy is coming true. And God said the year is non-negotiable. Okay? Now, let's continue, because I want to. Let's go to Haggai, the book of Haggai. And I'm going to find it. It's one of those books. Somebody sent me a thing to that able to find books faster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to use that thing. Because... But don't worry, as long as I'm not in the New Testament looking for Haggai, I'm okay. Yes, like, Pastor don't know the Bible. If I'm in the New Testament, y'all worry. Go find another church. Okay, now, Haggai chapter 2. And I'm going to actually, let me read verse 18, then maybe I'll go backwards. It says, from this day on, from the 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought to it. So God is asking, he said, prophecy is going to occur in the world and is going to happen on the 24th day of Kislev. Okay, that's the 24th day of the Hebrew calendar, which is Kislev. So let's go to the board, Pastor Ben, because I want to show you what happened on the 24th of Kislev. This all has to do with Jerusalem and Jubilees, because I want to tell you something. The whole world is based on the history of Israel.
Yes.
Isn't that something, that the same people that crossed the sea, the Red Sea, split by God, are still in the newspaper today. And they're still the focus of everything that's going on in the world today. The whole thing is to try to bring peace to Israel, right? So how is it that the Jewish people, the Israelites, are the focus of the whole world when Israel is about as big as maybe L.A. and Inglewood together? Wow. It's a little place, but it is the hub of the whole world. Everybody wants to know who's going to control Israel. Is Israel going to have a peace plan? Is Israel going to have a new temple? Everything is about these same people that are in the book of Genesis and Exodus. Okay, so God says in that chapter, he says, in the future, make sure you give careful thought to the 24th day in the ninth month. That's the 24th of Kislev. That's Hanukkah. Okay, so all these years go by. Hundreds of jubilees, 50 year periods go by. Because the jubilee is 50 years, and then they have a jubilee celebration. Then another 50 jubilee. But every jubilee has to involve Jerusalem. So all these years go by. Israel doesn't have the land. But now in 1917, on the 27th, on the 24th of Kislev, a general by the name of Allenby wins back Jerusalem with a promise to give it back to the Jews. And he walks through the gates of Jerusalem on the 24th of Kislev. So I want you to think about that, because God is telling us in Haggai, make sure you remember this date, because things are going to happen on that day.
Yeah.
Then in 1967, exactly 50 years later, they have a six-day war, and the Jews win Jerusalem. On the 24th of Kislev, they celebrated Hanukkah in Jerusalem for the first time since 606 BC. Which is 2,520 years. So now, on the 24th of Kislev, they celebrate Hanukkah in Jerusalem, exactly 50 years from now. Exactly 50 years later, Donald Trump, so God let you know he's involved with today, announces what? That the Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. Palestine goes crazy, bombs are shooting off, people are rioting. Because he says Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. But it happened when? On the 18th of Kislev. When it happened in 2017, I was like, I know it happened, Lord, and he proclaimed it, but it was 6 days off. And the Lord was like, today. They can mess with the days, because Israel is sometimes does things that are disobedient to the way they're supposed to handle their calendar. Okay? Do you know the Jews are not supposed to start a new month until a new moon appears? Do you know they're not supposed to start a new year until the new moon appears? Because God has their whole schedule based on the moon cycles, right? So they wait and they see the new moon and then they start a new month. In 2017, I was so mad at them because they started the new year before the new moon appeared. And I said, what are these people doing? They know what the rule is.
Right.
But they did it. Okay. So that threw kind of the days off. All right. So I don't know how many days they're off, but it bothered me to this point that God would prophesy to us that Jesus is going to resurrect on the 17th of Nisan. And he promised us that in the book of Genesis. Then it happened when Jesus came into the world 4,000 years later. When? On the 17th of Nisan. Then God says, oh, and I'm going to show you when grace is going to end. On the 17th of Heshvan. The 17th of Heshvan comes and goes, and I'm like, what is going on? Because I know, Lord, you don't do this. You don't go the 18th. So what was the problem here? The very next year, Netanyahu and Trump got together. It says the event that happened. Wait a minute. Let me get to the beginning of it. Okay. It says, 6,000 miles apart, Trump and Netanyahu mark Hanukkah as the anniversary of the historic U.S. Jerusalem policy concerning Jerusalem. Okay? So Trump and Netanyahu got together, but they celebrated it on Hanukkah. Okay? But they know it didn't happen on Hanukkah. But it was a year later, and they were 6 days off. Okay? So I don't know how far the numbers for the calendar is off, but I do know one thing. 2020 is here. And the Lord said the year is non-negotiable. Half of the prophecy of 2020 has already happened, and the other half is on its way. And the other half includes an ascension of the church and a war coming against Israel. Okay? Let me get back over here. So now I want you guys to go to the book of, let's go to the Gospel of John, the second chapter. Hello. The Gospel of John, the second chapter. Okay. I want to, first of all, well, let's just read it and then we'll go from there. You guys there? Okay. It says, on the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. And when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Dear woman, which is a respectful thing to say, so don't think like he's going, woman. He says, dear woman, why do you involve me? Because he's like, it's not my time to start doing this stuff, right? And Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. But that's your mama, boy. Yeah. I hope God has a sense of humor, else I'm going to get smacked one day. So he says, his mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood six stones of water jars, the kind used for the Jews for ceremonial washing. These jars were not there for making water. These jars were there because they used them in religious festivals for cleansing sacraments and things like this. But they're there and they're sitting there empty. So he gives them the instructions, right? It says, nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind that the Jews for ceremonial washing, and each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Now, it's six of them. If they all have 6 gallons, it's 120 gallons. Okay? That means nothing to us, right? You guys, come on. It said, Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, and they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. Now, Jesus makes the wine on this wedding day. Okay, where's the wedding being held at? In Canaan of Galilee. What is Galilee? Do you guys know what Galilee means? It means a circuit, the circuit of the Gentiles. It means the complete circle or the complete circle of the Gentiles. So the completion of the circle of the Gentiles is a wedding. You understand? Now, understand this. There are 66 books in the Bible. If I write in Hebrew the word Galgal, which is for Galilee, on the board right now, its numerical value would be 66. Why? because there are 66 books in the Bible. And the end of the story of Galgal, of the complete circle, is going to be a wedding in Canaan. And so Jesus is giving this wedding, and it's on the third day. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Adonai, can I? I'm going to ask. I'll keep going till I hear from the Lord. Okay. So, it says here, the circuit region. Now, I didn't know this. It says the circuit region of Galilee, the circuit region of the Gentiles. So understand, Galilee was a Gentile region. Wow. They're in a wedding. They're having a wedding in a Gentile region in Galilee. And Jesus and his mother's there. And Jesus is making the wine. Mm. And the numerical value for the place is 66. So the circuit of the Gentiles is being completed with a wedding. Okay? Now, the Lord, here, let's finish reading it so I can talk to you about what the Lord wants me to talk to you about. Okay, so it says, then he told them now, draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. And they did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it came from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best for what? The last. The end of the circle. You have saved the best for last. Now, I want you guys to understand something that the Lord is impressing on me. And for you to understand this, you have to understand God. The question to me as I'm getting, because I was like, how in the world, in the 17th of Hezron, and there's, I mean, if this prophecy isn't correct, when are you going to end grace? Because this prophecy says grace ends the 17th of Hezron. Okay. So the Lord wanted, he said, go back and look at Hanukkah and look at those 6 days, okay? And he said, look at those 6 days, because those 6 days that bothered you so much in 2017, because it wasn't the 24th. He said, count 6 days from that to the next day. Now, in Israel, what is the third day? What's the third day? On the third day. Do you guys know? Okay, Sunday is Yom Rishon. Monday is Rosh Hashanah. Tuesday is Rosh Shalosh, which is the third day. Okay? So from the 17th, 6 days forth, is a Tuesday. All weddings happen in Israel on a Tuesday. Okay? That's why they're having this wedding on the third day. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen, and I don't know if that's the way it's going to happen. But God wanted me to go back and look and say, there were 6 days missing that bothered you in 2017. And that has not been corrected, because they just started a new year and they added an extra month to make up for that, for what they did. But they never addressed the amount of time that they completely forgot about and just started a new month. Okay? So, do we know? No. Do we understand that the days can be mixed up? Yes. Do we understand? Now, this is what God says. Show me the year that's off. Show me, if 1948 didn't happen in 1948, then I'll say the year is negotiable. If 1967 didn't happen in 1967, then the year is negotiable. If 2017 didn't happen in 2017, then the year is negotiable. But if every prophecy happens the exact same year that I've prophesied it, then the world's got a problem. And Christians have a problem because we're getting so involved in, I saw someone that, I mean, they're Christian. I'm not going to say they're not, but the whole family went out and got Black Lives Matter t-shirts.
No.
And I don't care. You know what I mean? Because you don't know this is not a civil rights issue, right? But they want you to get caught up in the fact that the white people are holding us down, right? So they're Christian, but they got these Black Lives Matter t-shirts. And so that they want to get involved in what? The fight for justice in the world, right? And God is trying to tell us, you guys are getting involved in something you can't change. You can't stop it. You understand? I would love for Trump to have won, but I know what's going to happen. Do you guys think for 1 second that Trump being in office isn't the reason why the coronavirus hit faster? Do you think, because the economy was booming,
yeah, it was.
Then all of a sudden, we tried the Russia thing, we couldn't get him out. We tried the impeachment thing, we couldn't get him out. So now, we're going to do the coronavirus. We did the coronavirus, and then that still didn't get him out. Matter of fact, he's telling people to open up and churches, people to go back to church. And so businesses are kind of like coming back, right? So they go, well, that didn't work. Dial up the race war. So then I know you guys think that the race war wasn't planned, but it was planned, okay? Because when you got people, Antifa there, burning down buildings and with stacks of bricks that have been delivered to the site, you've got to understand what was going on, okay, is a group of very evil, well-planned out people who are planning things to happen. So now you got a race war. And guess whose fault it is? That guy who won't leave the office. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, we wouldn't have, because he's a racist. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have all these race wars. And now he's saying that the coronavirus is not real. So a lot of people are dying and it's all Trump's fault. Then that was kind of like dying down. So they start setting fires. So now half of the state's burning up in Oregon, Washington, California. Now, and I know you guys don't think that they could start tornadoes, but now you got tornadoes coming up from the Gulf Coast. And they used to have the machine in Alaska, but now they got it in Boulder, Colorado, and they can change weather patterns and create tornadoes now with this. With the harp, the whole harp thing that they had used to have there. So now they're doing this. But the whole country, have you ever seen that much craziness going on at one time? We having race wars, fires, and tornadoes in the same week.
Okay.
And it's Trump's fault. So something's got to happen for this guy to get out of office.
Right.
Now we're running against him, but we don't have a candidate. So they choose a guy who, if you go online, you can pull a video of him filling on little girls, because grown men don't accidentally touch little girls in the wrong way. And he's got several videos of him touching little girls in the wrong, to the point that the little girls are like, why are you accidentally touching my breast? You know, I know I'm 12, you know, and I'm not saying he got one of them, you know, it was an accident. There's several of them, but that's the best candidate they got. And with the other stuff that his son was involved in, all his stealing and stuff and money that they're getting from Japan, I mean, from China and all this, he's involved in all that. But he was the best candidate that they could put out there. And somehow he gets the most votes of anybody in the history of America. He's down 600,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And the next week, no, the next 2 days, he's up 40,000 votes. So look, they used to do this all the time. They would tell you, I haven't voted in a long time because I'm not going to vote for a Bush because they're Skull and Bone members. And that's satanic, right? I'm not going to vote for the Clintons, because if you, all you got to do is go to Arkansas and say, what do you think about the Clintons? They say they're drug dealers and they ruined this whole country. And they're the ones that actually brought in crack into the United States. But you don't know that, because they portrayed the Clintons as being wonderful, decent people. But some of the stuff that Hillary has done and Bill Clinton had done were absolutely evil things, right? So they've been selecting who they want to be president for a long time. Then now all of a sudden, they're going to bring Hillary in and finish the job. Mm-hmm. And there she is. She's ready and she's going to be president. They don't even set up a way to cheat, because everybody's saying she's going to win by 1,000,000 to 1. Okay, so since they didn't set up a way to cheat, she lost. And Donald Trump becomes president. And all the witches of the United States get together and pray against him and say, we got to pray this guy out of office. Donald Trump's become president. Now he starts arresting pedophiles. Now he's marching for pro-life. Now he's taking $600 million away from Planned Parenthood. How are we going to do the abortions if we don't have the money? So he's doing all of these things. But the media, 95% of all media is owned by the Illuminati. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. ESPN, Fox is the only one that's not.
It's not?
It's the only one that's not. So I'm telling you, you've got, and not all regions of Fox, but Fox is one of the stations that's not linked up to the Illuminati and all and the Beast Bank.
Wow.
So everything you hear in the media is, say, Trump's a racist, the fires are his fault, the race riots are his fault, everything's his fault, and then now you get this election and you get a new president. Now, this is, I saw people, and someone came on, sent me something this morning. We've got to get involved in the rallies for the president to help him fight this. I said, no, I'm not. I'm a monarchist. I believe in one king, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not getting involved in this. I'm not marching for anything. If he's not in office, it's because God didn't want him in office. Yeah. If he was in office, he was there because God was using him to slow things down. But things have been slowed down, and we're about to leave anyway.
Yeah.
So therefore, let them do what they're going to do, okay? If he comes out, he proves what they did. We know they cheated. So one of the ladies came on this morning. She said, what just happened is, you've got a state that got more votes than they got people.
Ooh. Wow.
Now, how does that happen?
How you pull that off?
You got more votes
than you have people.
Then you have registered voters that are supposed to be voting. You got 1,000,000 voters over what you have registered to vote in that state. But the demons are back in office.
Yeah.
Oh, understand, okay? 9/11 wasn't an accident. You understand? A lot of things that are going on aren't accidents. These are demons doing what demons do. And now they've got the world set up for the book of Revelation and end time prophecy.
Yeah.
And every person who knows Jesus has to remember one thing. You are not a citizen of this place.
Amen.
A matter of fact, you're leaving soon, and you can't get yourself all wound up out there marching at some Black Lives Matters movement and get shot.
Okay.
Because every time they have a rally with these people, somebody ends up getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
The last guy that got that got arrested or got shot, 14 people died the next night after he got shot. I was like, how does that help Black people? So you kill 14 more Black people?
Right.
So this is what I'm saying. Satan is at his job bringing about tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is prayer. You understand? Our job is, we should, and I want us to do this. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And we're going to say it now together. with myself and everybody who's watching. Because the Lord's Prayer is very important. In the Lord's Prayer, what it's saying is, Hatzilanu min hara. You know what that means? Rapture me away from evil. And God and Jesus told the apostles, this is how I want you to pray.
Wow, that's right. He did.
First of all, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your name be holy. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Take care of us day by day. Okay? So if any of you have everything that you need today, you should be praising God.
Right.
Don't you be sitting there worrying about 2 weeks from now and not praising God. Because if your today is taken care of, you've been taken care of by God. And God says all the worries for tomorrow, he's got them.
Yeah.
You understand? But we need to say this prayer because the most important words in this prayer for the church right now is Hatzilanu min hara. Rapture me out of evil. Rapture me away from evil. Okay? And Jesus knew that this would be an important prayer for our last days. Okay?
Yeah. 5 minutes back.
I want all of us, we're going to say this prayer in a minute, but I want all of us to remember that God, it's impossible for God to lie. I am going away to build a place for you. And if I go away, I'm going to come back again and Perambano, take you from there to be a friend of companion with me where I'm at in heaven. Mm-hmm. He's coming to take you there. This is a promise from Jesus who says he's coming back to take you, right? Because he's going to deliver you out of evil. We have to remember who made the promise. And we have to remember who's controlled history. Yes. And isn't it funny that's the weirdest thing. The smallest country in the world is the whole news of the whole world. Yes. That's crazy. I know who I am. I want you to know I'm not playing with this. I know who I am. I know that Jesus saved me. I know that he died on the cross. And I know that I can't get involved with this world's affair. My focus has to be on Jesus, because the one who's taking care of me every day is Jesus.
Amen.
So let's pray. I'm going to say the prayer. Oh, I got my book back there, Pastor Dan.
Where?
No, it's in my bag in there. Or you could just bring the whole bag if you can lift it. it's in the room. It's in the music room.
In the audio room, right?
It's in the audio room. It's right on the chair. So was that crazy to watch last night? He's giving this speech. Kamala Harris and her sisters are best friends with Hillary. And her sister's been implemented with child pedophilia with Hillary, with selling children with Hillary. And yet they're celebrating. Like, look how far women have come. This has nothing to do with women. It's like, look how far demons have come.
Right.
This is what's going on. Okay, let's say the prayer. All right. We're going to say it in English, and then I'm going to say it in Hebrew. Our Father, repeat after me. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done. On earth,
as it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
And forgive us our debts.
As we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not
into
temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
Kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory,
forever and ever.
Amen.
Avanu Shabbat Shabbaim Yi Kadeshimcha Tavo Mehuteka Yi Aserot Sanecha Be Hallelujah Be Aretke Asher Ne Asa Be Shamaim Tenlano hayom lechemu kenu. Usle laklano et ashmitenu. Ke ashir solekim anaknu le ashir ashmilanu. Vial tevienu le de masa. Ke im hatzilanu min hara. Kilaha hamamlecha veha givera veha tiv eret leolamei leolamim. Amen. Be Yeshua HaMashiach anaknu tefillim. And we are done. And we need to be praying that as often as we can every day, that God is going to deliver us from evil. We can't be here much longer. Amen. They're back in office.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you. What would have happened if Trump wasn't in office, that's what they're ready to do now. You think that Biden's coming in and going to go, hey, we're going to cure the virus and we're going to open up all the businesses. No, you're looking at another shutdown. Yep. Okay?
Yep.
So I want you to understand, they're not coming in to do the wonderful things for America. These people are very evil, and Jesus is coming very soon. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.